Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, forever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Rage.
the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to you in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're sucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrics diva locus, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetic with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip-hop, I make the lips drop. Knees not buckle and shake their hooves and make the wrong move. Get dusted, busted, whack and seeds who can't cut the mustard. I stick it to you like voodoo, so who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but fooling. You couldn't hang with the new.
You what?
Your goose will get cooked.
You what?
Look up in the sky.
Why?
It's fly, robin, fly. Giving you whatever suits. You got the size, hey, Timberland, the boots, ya. Oops, upside your head. Hey, yo, I'm seeing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Red fox, cutting out fox me because I'm foxy like brown. Break it down now.
What?
From the end to the start. Lyrical murderer. Pumps fear in hearts. I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's. I freaked it. Speak it in tongues. Put you on like Benita Applebaum. You can't see me. You're blind to the fact that I'm on deck. Swinging on the wax. Striking them out like that. Hats off. Blast off. Watch me rock it. Sock it to ya. Whatever it takes to do ya. Done.
Done.
Top gun. It's the lady of rage. Still rated number one, motherfucker.
Of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than average cats rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all are short some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the People's Army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Cham and Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then they got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes, that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois Black Panther Party, Fred Hampton. And a lot of people don't understand the Black Panther Party's relationship with white mother country radicals. A lot of people don't even understand that word that they're refuses a lot. But what we're saying is that there are white people in the mother country that are for the same type of thing that we are for, stimulating revolution in the mother country. And we said that we'll work with anybody and form coalitions with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Everybody in the state of Illinois is going to have to be involved or even around the revolution because we're going to have one. We're going to have to do more than talk. We're going to have to do more than listen. We're going to even have to do more than learn. We're going to have to start practicing, and that's very hard. We're going to have to start learning, and you learn through practice. We got to start making mistakes, and you learn through making mistakes. We got to start getting out there with the people. And a lot of times we think we're better than the people. That's an insult, and that's criminal. Think you're better than the people. But we got to get together and learn where it's at. It's going to take a lot of hard work. Especially for children, it's something else. You ought to dig on it. Every sister in this audience. Every sister in this audience ought to get themselves together and come on down and help us with that Breakfast for Children program. Y'all ought to come down and help feed them children in the morning.
We have Breakfast for Children because we teach the people through practice, through observation and participation, that people can be fed free. That's the people's thing. Socialism is the people. You're afraid of yourself. If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself. We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we could be in a sense, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, We're going back to the valley. I've been officers every day. I'd be in the streets propagandizing every day. I'd be working with everybody every day. I'd be teaching that solidarity is the thing. The end of a complete wipeout of imperialism is the thing. So if you're going to be thinking about me, that's what Bobby would be teaching. If you're going to be thinking about us, all we say is we don't, ain't no thing about going nowhere, getting killed. All we want to know is that you're doing what we'd be doing if we were here. And you've got to do that. You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it. In the spirit of liberation, we understand that they want everybody in the party in jail. And
we know
that if we try to figure out and separate
and divide
who should go
and who
shouldn't go, we spend more time
doing that
than working for the people.
So the quick solution,
speedy one.
Nobody goes.
We all stay right here. With the people. Because
we love the people.
Okay, you can put your hands down now. We say all power to all people.
We say white power to white people.
Brown power to brown people.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Black power to black people.
Black power
to
black people.
X power to those that we left out.
We
say Panther power to the Vanguard Party.
When you leave here,
leave here saying the last word. Now, before you go to bed tonight, say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. Say, I am a revolutionary. Say it when you're going out. Okay, we're going to say it while we're going out.
Hey, we're going to start a thing called Free Fred. Don't that sound nice? Hey, let's do that. Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Hey, I ain't even in jail yet.
Okay, it's Roll One Frompson interview with camera left Fred Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N, Deputy Chairman of the Illinois Panther Party. Camera right, David Hilliard, H-I-L-L-I-A-R-D, Chief of Staff, National Black Panther Party. Gentlemen, what do you think the demonstrations on the first day of the trial accomplished?
I think that they were very educational in the sense that they exposed further the fascist characteristics of the courts in racist America. What happened to Bobby today was very characteristic of Nazi Germany. The judge, Julius J. Hoffman, is the champion of fascism. The man is a mechanical fascist in a robe. He's a lunatic. And it needs to be removed from the court system.
Well, those are words. I mean, specifically, what is it that's bothering you about the judge and what happened in the courtroom?
First of all, the man is an old, senile fascist, as I mentioned. He's not a man.
Live and direct, Brother Chairman.
Right on. Okay, make sure. Okay, right on. Yes, indeed. Heads up, eyes open, fist clenched, y'all. Let's get ready to make history, take history, and tape history. I'm coming in with y'all. Trying to warm about this cold. Give y'all a few minutes to tap in with us also. We're going to be live and direct in 2 seconds. Bear with us. Anybody yet? Cut with us. Okay, we got some. Right, we talking. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench, y'all. Okay, let's make history, take history, and take history, y'all. Welcome again to another episode of Free of All Radio. Today being December the 6th, 6, it's been, we have been on cloud million since that of December 4th, 2023. I don't know if my co-host is building or not tonight, but co-host and Beck or Carlos and Q. But let me say this. I'm a little physically tired, but hey, I had to come in today. Let me first and foremost say shout out 15th anniversary, y'all. 15 years to Intellectual Radio, y'all. So again, make sure you, matter of fact, hashtag put it out, you know what I'm saying? Put it, man, happy 15th anniversary. Yeah, intellectualradio.com, you know what I'm saying? It's been making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. That's what it is. So that's something to be commended, something to be acknowledged, you know what I'm saying? Again, just the consistency with that. So make sure you put that hashtag up, you know what I'm saying? Just share that, repost it. Intellectual Radio, 15 years. Now, I know y'all coming in, so many updates, you know what I'm saying? I see a name popped in already, Stephen W. Lynn. Man, this brother here, I'm talking about, man, not 10 toes down, but man, paws on the ground. In sync simultaneously, this past December 4th, even prior to that, you know, when we go down to the chairman's grave in Haynesville, Louisiana, on point consistently, you know what I'm saying? And this is no different this past International Revolutionary Day. Attempt to move on automatic drive every December the 4th, every August 30th, 12 o'clock, high noon, right there in front of the location with 21-year-old Chairman Fred, 22-year-old Mark Clark was assassinated at. You know, regardless, I don't care how the weather is, whether it be hot in August, cold in December, make sure we're there. You know what I'm saying? And move on automatic drive. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times y'all say, well, I didn't get the flyer. The flyer was done late, so on and so forth. And a lot of times we have to be on a pivot. We try to serve as hot as a meal possible. We try to serve as hot as a meal possible, literally, figuratively, and in particular politically. And I mean, that is, you know, things are, you know, situations are ever developing, continuously ever developing. So we try to keep up, you know, so keep it moving and be right there. And if you go back and look throughout the history of Freedom All Radio, There are different themes that we have. You know, every August 30th themes, you know what I'm saying? It's not just a quick sound bite or a catchy phrase, but it's, again, to be reflective of what was going on at that particular time. You look at the Black Panther Party newspaper, you look back and say, wow, what does it mean? How does this, you know, what is the draft? You know what I'm saying? You see different images, and, you know, it kind of puts things in context, you know, for those who are not familiar, the draft. Where, you know, the U.S. government was, you know, mandatory forcing, doing sweeps, you know what I'm saying, you have to go fight for the U.S. Army. That's what the job was. A lot of people think that you see the people in uniform. I think some of their grandma, my uncle, or something, it was the Army fighting, and it was in Vietnam. You think it's sold, and I was on their own volition, but it was really, reality is, it was such terms as go to jail or go fight. You dig, you know what I'm saying? In fact, one of the most intensified drafts, I think it was July of 1968, I believe, and where the government had anticipated uprisings. Uprisings in L.A. You know, from Black community in particular. And so they take and divert that energy, you know, saying the resistance, and so they would take this energy and redirect. You know, so they go fight, you know, force individuals to fight another colonized people, and now use the time during the U.S. aggression against Vietnam. And this, you know, some consciousness will heighten. You've seen what, you know, people they call draft dodges, and you know, if you got to go, you know, saying people, you know, the intensification, you know, saying of doors being kicked in. I said intensification. Because it was already, you know what I'm saying, and that was, you know, it's common already, you know what I'm saying, like we said with the coronavirus, you know what I'm saying, we was being knocked off at mass rates anyway, being faced with something like that, it becomes intensified. So the draft, open doors, just had an intensified attack on, you know what I'm saying, on the African Black community in particular, you know what I'm saying, more so. And it helped, it, you know, so even, you know, in regards to heightening contradictions, you see what I'm saying? It was one of the sentiments that was articulated by so many people. We see through Muhammad Ali, where he said, "I'm not, basically, I'm not going to go cross seas to fight yellow people with a white man." You know what I'm saying? They never called me nigger, you know. And it really, that period, you know what I'm saying, putting in contradictions, international contradictions. Fast forward to the date, December 4th, International Revolutionary Day. Its theme was that International Revolutionary Day acknowledges international contradictions. Again, International Revolutionary Day acknowledges international contradictions. And if you look closely at the flyer, you know what I'm saying, you see the images of the Congo, Haiti, was going down to Gaza, Cook County Jail, Ukraine, the indigenous community, our native comrades, you know what I'm saying, in regards to addressing the issues in the land, challenges that we've seen in places like the so-called Canada, and also many people familiar with Standing Rock, North Dakota, the challenges about the pipelines and making that correlation, and really making that correlation about, you know, the impact of, you know, imperialism, and how the time when you see the impact it has, because in so many cases, imperialism, you see the front of it, you see the face of it, and the appearance of it is attractive. You see, this is beautiful. People talking about, going on vacation to certain places, and, you know, this is beautiful. You see different images of representatives from different countries, you know what I'm saying, and when they suited, they booted, you know what I'm saying, say, okay. U.S. is able to go throughout the world with a bravado or a cockiness. So, you know, we're going over there to implement democracy and to bring civilization. And in many cases, you see it. Then there appears a time when you see the underbelly of it. You get to see the internal dynamics and the makers of those, you know, why. And certain questions have to be asked, like, okay, why is U.S. talking about, why are they in, Vietnam, what's the past history with the French, with the, you know what I'm saying, what is colonized, what does it mean, you know what I'm saying, whatever people do, does it produce, you know what I'm saying, the exploitation, the mindset of a people, how they define, Algerian theoretician, psychologist, Frantz Fanon talked about, you know what I'm saying, the mind, how being colonized, you know, how it impacts, you know, black man's white skin. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Y'all forgive me, I'm a little tired. Talks about how when you colonize a people, you know, how it guts you and internalize it. It produces entities or individuals whose definition of beauty, how they look up, you know what I'm saying, is religious, you know, all your work you do is guided to make sure that the ruling class, you know what I'm saying, the one that's exploiting you, that they benefit. And again, certain times when those cultures are being hyped, you say, well, wait a minute. You go past such things that may seem as simple as cocoa or coffee, things that you think that the ruling class, you know, just has this an abundance, you know what I'm saying. Where does this come from? You start saying, "Whoa, I didn't know cocoa in Ghana." You know what I'm saying? You start cases, who are the actual benefit factors of Hershey, you know, in Pennsylvania, you know, Hershey's cocoa. You start looking at even in the underbelly, on the street level, the ground level, the cocaine and crack. You know what I'm saying? So, wait a minute, you start making drawing those correlations. Latin America, we just said, well, wait a minute, you see why, you know what I'm saying, the Contras, Ronald Reagan's, former U.S. President Ronald Reagan's, his role, Colonel Oliver North, why they have, it's not just simplistic, it's the Sandinistas don't like the Contras, and, you know what I'm saying, why these different entities have to go at it. You start drawing that correlation to Haiti. Why Haiti? The ongoing attack on Haiti had resources being ripped off. You look at different dynamics, like, you know, say, wait a minute, this is not just some sort of religious war. And the gods, you look at the Afghanistan, trade routes, Panama Canal, you start looking at different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? My brother, Ali, I just seen the Ben Islam, he's my brother, yes, indeed. Yeah, Royal, okay, we'll follow up. Right on, Mustafa, for pointing that book out, Rest of the Earth. You start looking at situations like your cell phone. You start to say, wait a minute, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Why, how does that cell phone, how does it correlate to resources such as cobalt in the Congo? Africans are forced, you know what I'm saying, to endure the conditions in the Congo, you know what I'm saying, consistently. I said, damn, how do you, they don't have cell phones. But the resource, they have cell phones, and you start making that connection, that, you know what I'm saying? And then you have to ask yourself questions, you know, where do you reside? How do you feel about this? What position do you take? You know what I'm saying? Whose expense? You look at the music industry. You know what I'm saying? So these are the times we're in now. With these kinds of things have been existing, but there are certain times they'd be heightened. You see what I'm saying? They're doing Vietnam. In fact, the U.S. has said one of its biggest mistakes was showing the actual images of Vietnam. You know what I'm saying? The time being seized, you see the forces, you know, Comandante Fidel Castro coming to denied the opportunity to stay in the hotel, you know, in the ruling class hotel, but they said we feel comfortable to come to Harlem, you know what I'm saying, to meet with Malcolm X, stay in the hotel there. So what type of discussion? I said, whoa, look at the black community difference. Said, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? We have dignitaries that we actually have dignitaries. We have people that going to Africa. Talking what's going in our community. We thought it's just victims of bad luck. You know what I'm saying? You start drawing the correlation. You're seeing with Minister UEP Newton, drawing that correlation to even the police, the correlation to the occupying army the troops in Vietnam. You know what I'm saying? The Philippines, Africa. You start drawing those correlations. Just to say, wait a minute. Even though I'm getting attacked, I'm part of a bigger dynamic. I'm part of a bigger chess piece. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to being subjected to that, like, I just thought this is just the west side of Chicago. I'm just from Detroit or Oakland to be able to make that connection. You know what I'm saying? And it gives as opposed to a subjective. Whether it was something I did on my own, it must be some sort of concerted plan or layout or prototype or tent that has been laid down, because I'm looking at throughout the world, looking through our history, and seeing, well, this is something that, you know what I'm saying, how entertainment has been used. And, you know, like, to interview with the reporter asked Malcolm X, how does what they said to Malcolm X, Jackie Robinson disagrees with your position about violence. And Malcolm X said, wait a minute, we don't hold up no Marilyn Monroe and no Bob Hope for you as your spokesperson. Don't put anything in your gospel first. So, go back and look at even the impact of relationships, you know what I'm saying? So we just don't like each other. We messed up. Education, miseducation. And then draw the correlation. You know, say, damn, I can see the impacts of being colonized, how it impacts us. So that was the thing with this past December the 4th, y'all. That was the thing. International Revolutionary Day acknowledges international contradictions. That was the thing. We had forces, and at a time, you know, I mean, there's no time, it's not happening, but the time would constantly be heightened in regards to legacy of struggle, legacy of Black Panther Party, legacy of freedom fighters, as they'll say, to be acknowledged, because again, we go through highs and lows, you know what I'm saying, different dynamics, but it's never, in no period in this country can you say, well, we negated from being colonized at a certain period, because the conversation becomes more intensified. Well, the migrant issue, to not just have a simplistic view to say, well, how, you know, these people, you know, say, you know, who are these individuals? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just a basic race nationalist assessment, say, well, the Mexicans are coming to Chicago. Wait a minute, what is Venezuela? You know, so is it a blanket approach on all migrants? Say, wait a minute, what's a universal pinpoint? What's a universal contradiction dealing with this here. So wait a minute, why is it that when the war-torn Ukraine, when white immigrants come to Chicago and places, how is the budget, the resources, you know what I'm saying, it's allocated for them? You look back in, and say, wait a minute, you look through the park districts in the city of Chicago and schools, you know, go look at, you know, white schools where white children go to and say, how is resources, more resources allocated to this, the different park districts, school system, and these are universal contradictions. Sometimes you can say, well, maybe I'm a Virgo or Capricorn or something, you know what I'm saying? But it's the race dynamic, you know what I'm saying? You understand? You be able to draw that correlation. Look at what's happening. Man, even a different viewpoint on music. We said, you know what? We just can't, like, you know, can't afford the luxury, you know, our music, just to talk about what's going on in our respective household, our respective bedrooms. You know, just, you know, like, we in our own thing. We see the climate where, you know, Marvin Gaye was able to go against Barry Gordy, you know what I'm saying, and Motown Records and say, no, we're going to put this song out. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? You see with Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke was, he said, you know, you see a group that called itself the Mamas and the Papas, a white group. That he was talking about some other stuff going on in the world. And Sam Cooke said, man, I got to do this. I got to do this tribute. You know, and there's certain people who still want to keep it also local, trivial dynamic. You said, wait a minute. That must be a concerted effort for them to keep on trying to keep us, you know, majoring in minors. You have situations going out again throughout the Congo, you know what I'm saying, throughout Venezuela, you know what I'm saying. Then they go back and look. I said, wait a minute, how did Venezuela, you know, what happened to, you know, people like President Hugo Chavez, other South American leadership? What's the coincidence of the times of their deaths or their assassinations? And say, well, how does it impact? How people say, you know, like Tupac can be a bring together baby. He did. He talked about. You know, you like wordplay. One guy in the song said, "Well, what they got to do with us?" And Pop said, "Let me explain to you how it impacts us and the whole community and breaking it down. You know what I'm saying? Going just analyzing it, providing analysis, doing critical thinking. Not just want to say, okay, here, this is this. You say, Brenda got a baby. That's it. You know, saying no. What makes certain like thoughts come to your mind? You know what I mean? A young girl, you know what I'm saying? Even the age for being pregnant, the thought, the thing about giving a baby up. What type of mindset? What on the slave ships? You know what I'm saying? You know, throwing their babies over the slaves to the sharks. What make a person resort to, I'd rather the baby go to the sharks as opposed to not living but existing under such conditions? You know what I'm saying? All power to people, comrades. Stan McKinney in the building, man. I'm talking about, man, hey, you had the Black Panther Party on deck. You had survivors of December the 4th on deck. You had, man, the auntie of Breonna, the family of Breonna Taylor, Cortez Rice, Jacob Blake, Tamir's Rice mother. You had elected officials. You had the people show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? They came with some energy. They came with some energy. I'm to what you had, man. You had forces from all walks of life come in for International Revolutionary Day, y'all. Y'all let me know y'all thoughts. How you felt about that? Well, how did you say, you had some questions. Okay, why we had to do this on the south side, go to the west side, then Maywood? What's the significance of the free breakfast that morning we did? Was it just to feed people? Call in your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Why don't we go where we was at? What's the significance over there? The brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Arheen, rest up. Shout out to Sandra Grid, Dr. LaShawn, Justin Nicholas Lee Center. Shout out, man. Give to the comrade Daphne, you know what I'm saying? We done got stuck down in that south, that group, that warm mother. What triggers us, say, D? I still got to take it, come on down up into Chicago, you know what I'm saying? December 4th. It could be defeatist on one hand. It comes to, man, I'm hearing all these stories, you know what I'm saying, about all the, man, the deaths and attack, you know what I'm saying, can be demoralized, can be draining. But then it's like, man, what make these people go from all different parts and say, hey, man, on a Monday, to come in and say, I'm going to convene, right? The families of Defense Captain Mark Clark, who, for those who don't know, that's one of our Twin Towers. I heard the term Twin Towers, and the, man, Chairman Fred, Defense Captain Mark Clark, those, man, those, that's our plan. December 4th, man, that was one of our September 11th stories. Y'all feel free to call in and come up in with us. In the spirit of making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. Again, I have not come down. I have not come down from the phenomenal man mobilization and energy that was expressed. December the 3rd and 4th, we had pre-IRD. We had pre, what did we do that, man? I came in. Oh, what did we do the day before? I can't recall what we did the day before. December 3rd, forgive me, y'all. That fourth, man, December 4th got stuck in my, man, in my heart so hard. Not to negate or dismiss the impact of December 3rd. That's
the
guy,
you know, yeah. It was the food giveaway for the people on December 3rd at the center.
You can't, I can't forget. Thank right also to the comrade. The food giveaway in the movie show, that even the bags was strategic and political. We wanted to show you the bags, you know what I'm saying, were bad for the people, drawing it, you know what I'm saying. This ain't, I thought we'd come in, be like, man, I can't believe this happened to us. I can't, we just want to fight back. We've been fighting back. And we get, a lot of times, it's, we, that legacy, it get wiped out or hijacked. People start twisting, and you start from scratch, and people are like, okay, no, it's not okay. Don't trip about it. It's important you lay out why are we going through them bags. What was important about that picture? We have to show that correlation of the black and white, the free food we gave up before. You know what I'm saying? What's it, why is it important that you, not just, you know, people like even for, and families, not just for medical reasons, to know, you know what I'm saying, that your makeup, you know what I'm saying, where you come from. It's like when they sell dogs, they know the background, where it comes from. But politically speaking, it's important that you're able to not just come from a thing that you come from, because the system, they study us. They know many people potential, you know, their own potential. You know? And I think it was under George Bush, former U.S. President George Bush Senior's tenure. In one period, forgive me, in one period, I think 72 or 76, or some, a large percentage of those in Iraq were under 17 years old. And he was, oh, that's great. All this youth and beautiful energy out here, you know, so that is really great. Hold your horses. Because you know what I'm saying, that dynamic. When we talk about, you know, sitting down listening, talking to grandma and then with granddaddy said, when I talk about as a child, you know, listen to them, you know, some brothers and sometimes sisters around those steel garbage cans, you know, burning that wood, listening to them, picking their brain. It's important for that. You know what I'm saying? Even we have to be communication, having conversations. You know what I'm saying? I was mentioning earlier. I recall when I was locked up for the case in which the state gave me trumped up charges. I was a five bomb these Korean owned stores in the south side of Chicago after the Rodney King verdict in Silicon Valley, California. I remember, I recall, excuse me, y'all forgive me, I mean, it's been nonstop. I ain't gonna lie to you, I can't. I'm high, high up the people with chairman frail said, put my ear to the ground for the beat of the people with the Vanguard body, man, it's a charge up, man. But, man, that, I'm in the, they got me in the police station, agencies, they walking past, they you know, I think my mom and comrade, when she, December 4th, she told me when she, survivors was locked up, they was debating on which law enforcement agency gonna take the credit for locking them up. And I thought about that too when I was at the station. And I remember one individual in particular, he just kept on looking in, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, wait a minute, that don't make sense that he would be with the Chicago police, but he's calling the shots over all these different agencies. Who is this guy? So, you know, I'm still looking, you know. And then I didn't put the pieces together until later on. I'm on bond. I'm going through some old Black Panther Party newspapers. I said, whoa, that's the guy. That's him. That's the same guy. Joseph P. Grubasek. I go look at my case, that's him. Sergeant Joseph P. Grubasek. I'm reading the Panther paper. He was part of a team with Mayor Daley Sr. and others. LV Hanging, Cook County State Sergeant LV Hanging, called Legion of Justice, the Red Squad. You know, he was directly involved in the surveillance and subsequent assassination of Chairman Fred, the president of Mark Clark. Here we are. This is the same dude on my case. I said, dig this. So they don't, you know, sit down the road. I try to put a motion in. I mean, well, I'm locked up. I'm convicted. I'm trying to really, you know, really try to push this heightened contradiction about this. Because, like, duh, is this some sort of conflict of interest? Is this a coincidence? Like, man, this is the same individual. Man, as soon as we push the issue about you, I look at the paper later on. I think I was a state deal. It's back in the back of the obituary of the papers. It's a major player for law enforcement. It's a smaller piece. So he just passed away. I said, dig this. Can't make this up. Hollywood Next in the building, Free Them All. Man, was on the ground here. Man, we moved nothing. Stuck down on the west. I mean, left the west coast. Man, bring the grievance from Hammer, Sway, E-40. All the forces on deck on the CRC. They said, man, we know you on deck. You here? She left a few of the events and balls there and bouncing out the next stop. And, man, brought that energy and spirit because, again, even though everybody, you know, we can't, has this ideal, all of us going to come together at the same time. That communication be so important. This, for inspiration, updates, you go back and look at, check this out, y'all, and hip to this, David Walker's appeal. David Walker's appeal wrote this in 1800. You may have heard me quote him before. You know what I'm saying? David Walker say, in one of the assessments, the most intelligent of African descent can make an assessment. It will become on the doubt or suspicion. However, a white person from any walk of life can say something and is taken as a fact. And David Walker's appeal, people said, well, how were the people talking about this? How were they reading this? It was, you know, it's war stories and testimonies out. They, like, even when they shipping goods on the ship, you know what I'm saying? The 1800s, they moved, walked past each other. This was the body language, passing the information on David Walker's appeal. Not to mention the drum. None of the drum was outlawed in North America. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't outlawed. Places like Brazil, but North America, the colonizers had made the drum illegal. You know what I'm saying? So communication is important. You hear about Defense at the Mark Clark, you know, Peoria to Chicago. You hear about, you know, how did the Black Panther Party even hear about Fred Hampton before he became Chairman Fred Hampton? Way over in California. How was Minister E.P. Newton? Hear about what Field Marshal George Jackson was doing in Field Marshal at the time. What he was doing. How was when they, you know, Chow and Lane, the premier, the other forces that brought those, you know, Black Panther Party delegation go to China, touchdown. Whoa, man, what they do, hit the cell phone? No, man, that's real international struggle, y'all. Real talk. We live and direct, y'all. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all tap on in with us. Let us know you want to call in the comments, what have you. But again, I am just so, I got to put my hat on. You know what I'm saying? They take my hat up to you. I tell you, when I speak at funerals, I say, oh, don't take this the wrong way. This is respect. You know what I'm saying? It's like, the Muslim with the kufi, this is our uniform hat. You know what I'm saying? I'm the official. You know what I'm saying? I put my hat on, official salute to all y'all who, you know what I'm saying, on the last minute with the flyers, the word, you know, back and forth, you know, putting the flyer out, you know, telling your loved ones about what's going down, the retagging somebody, calling in, putting up right there on time. You know what I'm saying? Stick and moving. I mean, again, I'm going to head on. Free them all. Come right, Stan says, Dan McKinney says, one of the impressive moves I observed on IRD was when you started rapping to the white construction worker educating them about the IRD grounds. Wow. Dig that. Man. Because let me touch right on, comrade. I was very impressed with that PE class you laid down, everything. But, you know, right on, man, right on, comrade. I'm glad you, man. The streets are our office. That's our office, y'all, the streets. And I work calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Comrade Stan just brought something to my attention, you know. And I like that little piece those that scene where they had Dominique Fishback portraying Deborah Johnson and Daniel Kaluuya portraying Tim before he came in office. And he said, "My speech right," he says, "you know, all you write, all your speech right, I pop it," like, you know what I'm saying? I'm paraphrasing them. But off the cuffs, you know what I'm saying, on a pivot, you gotta be really, you know, this guy, you have to embody this here, you know. Young man from Canada, brother was asking me yesterday, "Oh, man, come on, just tell me what books to read." I said, "Listen, man, you have to really, because who you are, you have to be able to, because ain't no cliff notes in club class. You have to be able to move on a pivot. You got to be able to, you know what I'm saying, you got to do critical analysis, you know what I'm saying, in certain places. You just can have a simple race nationalism, a race assessment. So in place you might just have, you can say, well, this is a good person or a bad person. You know what I'm saying? And that may suffice. But with this and the conditions of our, you know, the conditions, and whatever developing, what you see now, what you see in people, you know what I'm saying, from other parts of the world, who you may not be familiar with, popping up in different places. So we pull up, we give them for the clenched fist, the visual. So when the construction workers, you know what I'm saying, you see me, you know, you're thinking like, you know, that was, you know, what's going on. From naked eye, you know, just white kids walking down, and we engage them. You know, so what's, you know, what's happening? Do you know, because see, a lot of times you can dismiss, and it can leave ground for the state to make moves, you know what I'm saying? And we got to keep in mind, too, the propaganda, the image, the misinformation that's been put out about us, you know what I'm saying, about people. Like, you know, we all have a certain amount of subjectivity. You walk past, you see a child, you see a little brother in the street, you're like, oh, man, heads up, man, you know what I'm saying? And it may be some past history there, you know what I'm saying, or no past history. Somebody, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they have no frame of reference. And I asked individual construction workers, you know, are you familiar with, you know, why are we here? Not that we come in, like, you know, we got, you know, like, I explain everything, you know what I'm saying? But you want to engage, you want to set the climate. We're certain discussing the dialogue, you know what I'm saying? You're up to ante. And he said, no, you know, I said, you know, especially taking the excess of technology that people have. You know, Chairman Fred Hampton, I said, type that name in, you know, just type it in. And then see where you were. We right on the block, we right where the citation occurred at. You know, I said, where you from? We just got a curiosity, you know? This is, He said Ukraine. I said, did that? That's on a flyer for the event. Ukraine. And you start, you know, and we ended up having a whole discussion about International Revolutionary Day, drawing the correlations, what's happening in the world. You know what I'm saying? And you start having, once you open it, you know what I'm saying, you heighten the contradiction. You know what I'm saying? It opens the door for, you know what I'm saying, the really, again, amongst other things, the politics, you know, aids with your sanity. You know, so you start saying, damn. You know, no wonder, you know, we don't know certain history. We just told, okay, this is this. You know what I'm saying? Even the politics of war. You think about it, you know what I'm saying? There's a war going. Okay, you know, what's happening? We got to ask that question. Like, this whole thing, you know, I'm fighting for my country. You know what I'm saying? How in the contradiction? Hey, nigga, say, okay, well, I don't, the U.S. is going over there. Yeah, we're going over there. I heard they got some weapons of mass destruction. It's okay. So y'all just, are we going over there for fight for democracy? That's nice. That's really nice that y'all, the U.S., y'all would just pick up and just, that's really something. But then you use that, you know, so you look at certain situations, you say, okay, well, you know, it's like, you know, you're at the house, and so I say, what you doing, you know? We going down, you know, the slumlord, you know, from that term. You people call them the landlord, but the apartment, that is a common term in the community. They say the slumlord. You in the apartment. You know what I'm saying? You say, slumlord, come through. Where you going? You know, I'll be right back. I'm going down, you know, fix the plumbing. You know, down the, you know, the other buildings. And that's really nice that this man will be fixing the plumbing. He said, well, maybe, you know, Maybe my plumber supposed to be, man. Maybe I'm supposed to have, you know, on the water. What are you doing now, Mr. Slumlord? Right back now, you know what I'm saying? You know me, always going, you know, I'm going over here now. And so it's a situation where down in the other in the, another building where the tenants were being misused. You know, so been, you know, I'm going to defend them. He's, that's really nice. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Slumlord, you know what I'm saying? It's your travel, you just go all over the world, all the places, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, well, Slumlord, what you talking about over there? Well, Ms. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, you know what I'm saying? That she was in Robben Island, you know what I'm saying, to another part, another place. And she looked out the window and she says, it's a shame how they had this man, Nelson Mandela, locked up over here. That is really something, you know. I just dismiss, you know, the conditions that go to three, you know, saying, well, me, I would tomorrow. So maybe Mr. Stumble don't see all the people that's locked up in this the building I'm in. He got me held in. And then in certain periods of time, where it gets so intensified, you know what I'm saying, all the racks and stuff that Mr. Slumlord got right here, you know what I'm saying, but then he's going to Cuba. And you say, man, Slumlord, I heard you asking somebody else. Yeah, Mr. President Obama, they asked Raul Castro, you know, the president at the time, the brother coming out there, Fidel Castro, you know, kind of was cocky. I noticed your tone. You asked him, do they got political prisoners? Now, so I don't know if you know what's going down, you know what I'm saying, that you got a lot of people here that's locked up, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you got the C numbers in Illinois. Maybe you know what I'm saying, you haven't read about that. You know, so you start, you say, well, maybe, well, this way, I'm supposed to live in this condition. Then you start seeing the correlation. You said, man, this ain't how it's supposed to go. And you said, whoa, wait a minute. You mean some people this joint before me? Oh, yeah. Why you think them hoes pulled up bogus wallpaper down at the apartment, the wall? What? I see some old clippers. They stood up before? Man, yeah. That's why they don't want you going to certain rooms. That's why I say, man. That's what the people right here say, man, it's what's going to happen. They sidetrack you. They put these different entertainers. After you start going to certain rooms and look at, ask certain questions, you know, they bombard you with this here. You start asking certain questions. Then you start looking at, say, man, that house look kind of like what I'm going through. There's a different language they're speaking at. You know what I'm saying? You start drawing these correlations. You say, wait a minute. It's like every time Mr. Slumlord, somebody try to heighten these contradictions or talk to her, you know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there's some cats that you telling me that, well, I'm not articulating what I'm going through the right way, but Mr. Slumlord, you go on your own. You're Panama, you know what I'm saying? I'm hearing some more stuff now that you got an interest in the Panama Canal. What's going on with that trade routes? I'm hearing something about the open Afghanistan. I thought you just was cool over that. I thought you was concerned about that. But I'm finding some more stuff now, Mr. Slumlord. They telling me about the history over there. You know what I'm saying? But Slumlord, every time you go out of town or go save somebody, you're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, you're in Afghanistan, and you go to Vietnam, these poppy leaves, wherever these different places, they get through throwing a cut on it, you know what I'm saying? It's the more people, you know what I'm saying, getting strung out or you're getting killed. If you was doing what you're doing, Mr. Stone, and it wasn't impacting me, because you told me to be subjective. You told me we're about me, myself, and I. And you give me entertainers that tell me to sing about, you know what I'm saying, I'm listening to them. I'm listening to, I mean, you entertain me. I'm hearing you with the sexy reds, the NBA young boys. I'm hearing this, make you know what I'm saying, get your money, do my own thing. Mr. Slumlord, the thing that you deal saying, I'm seeing people like Pac was also drawing certain correlations, you know what I'm saying? Man, so, you know what I'm saying? The targeting of him. You tell me, don't, you know what I'm saying, rap ain't no thing, but why the former Vice President Dan Quayle? Why they talk about Tupac? They want, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool. Motherfuckers call me niggas and bitches all day. You know what I'm saying? You raise it. Then you put these motherfucking Pied Pipers up, Mr. Slumlord, and you start soliciting these people. You tell me now time when it's an internal battle with you, the slumlord, dealing with another slumlord, you come out all of a sudden, they ain't never talked to me. Now you bring people like Puffball, Combs, and the rest of these motherfuckers and tell me to vote or die. Mr. Slumlord, I've been dying. So now there's options, but you know what I'm saying? Then these people you come through, you grabbing a run to the motherfucking people who can't relate. They don't live in no apartment like me. I'm hearing some different beats now, you know what I'm saying, certain periods of time. You know what I'm saying? well, man, don't trip on them. That's in that particular country. That's, you know what I'm saying? Don't never worry about that. You know, I don't know, Mr. Lord, man. You mean to tell me this Cook County Jail is the largest jail in the country? In the country. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here, all the resources, and I forget. You mean, I heard it was 17-year-old sisters up in there, forced us to be sanitary now, because I heard your phone, people calling in about their loved ones. Nicholas Lee and like this. They said, man, Sheriff Tom Dawson, you know, just dismiss the phone call. You got the resources, but you say you're going to do all this and that. But now, since you come back with, you got me talking about chasing a bag. You know what I'm saying? But really, you get a bag, I'm in a body bag. It's like every move, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm hearing the different stuff, you know what I'm saying? What's this organ theft? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers get shot. Oh, I can't find out who it is. You know what I'm saying? You got speeding tickets. I can find, you can track me down for a speeding ticket. You know what I'm saying? But then I'm saying, wait a minute. The organ harvesting. You know what I'm saying? You start saying, wait, getting shot in certain parts of their body all the time. You know what I'm saying? Well, that kind of paranoid. I know nobody was sitting there putting up. I'm just some old motherfucking tenant. Ain't nobody gonna put that much work in me. Now I know it's gonna go to a place like Russians, mother. I know that's one of them people that you'll go do something. Now I can see what you do. Now you're telling me that you'll put some course concerted plan, agent provocateur, but that doesn't like that could be happening to me. And then when you try to rewrite my history, I should just be cool. Don't trip on the words and turn. Ms. Lumber, I see you with people like Whoopi Goldberg when she talk about other places, other buildings, she don't say the right words. She say like eviction or not to say that they kill people. You pull a leash on her, and she get back up. She denounce herself, you know, and her vocabulary, she get thesaurus or something, and then vocabulary get real quick. Then people trip with me. I'm saying, man, it's rats over here. And people say, no, well, don't say that. You know what I'm saying? Don't be cool. You know what I'm saying? And then, man, I get an opportunity with Gil Scott Heron say, Whitey on the Moon. But my sister got big bad rap. And other people tell me, let's say rolling and say it. Just say it nicely. But I'm watching now. You know what I'm saying? With people that turns like hostages, political prisoners. And, man, am I worthy of just even acknowledging that? You know what I'm saying? Just, man, I'm seeing resources, finance, blood, money can get bred out there, you know, throughout the world. I just say something like, you know, man, Mr. Stonewall, what about this? I don't know the detail. I might be saying it wrong. Reparation. What about what you gonna do with it? Now I gotta fill out another form, explain you what. Yeah, I feel so bad. Like, damn, I might fuck up the money, but I was just thinking. Since, you know what I'm saying, I was looking back. I won't say this politely and correctly. I can, Mr. Stonewall, man, I was checking that. I was looking back. I built all these motherfucking buildings. Even your motherfucking joint, you know what I'm saying? And then I try to be on my own. You know, I do my shit on my own to build it. You come through with these code violations. I engage in these motherfucking questions. I do this. I say this, you know what I'm saying? I build shit. Because some near me say, okay, man, be like, then they come like Tulsa, Oklahoma, she get knocked the fuck down. And they tell me, you know what I'm saying? I can't have a symbolism. You know what I'm saying? This my community. You know what I'm saying? I gather up with another motherfucker. It's called, you know, gang activity, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then I hear about this organization standing up. I hear about these motherfuckers like 21 years old, 22 years old. Man, you come give me attention. You ain't never came through the, I'm in the west side. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm out there, motherfucker, man. You told me, man, keep it moving. I'm trying to talk about the sickle cell anemia. I got some people with me. So, well, we going to deal with it. We're going to go do some testing on our own. We're not going to wait on them. You know what I'm saying? The children, they fell in school. That's how it is. So, well, can I take that? I'm like, damn. And I miss it. I'm blocked to not even ask certain questions. Then somebody asks me, do you think anybody that's going to school hungry can impact? They ask me, and they not only ask me this, they don't just say, they say, well, not only are we going to ask this shit, we're going to address this. And they're not telling me they're going to come and do it. They telling me I can engage in this, you know, since I'm free. So I'm seeing my children's grades develop. And now all of a sudden, now, Mr. Stonewall, you come and see me. But you don't ring the doorbell, you kick the motherfucking door down. 4:30 in the motherfucking morning. kids go through. Man, you get them. You should all the lights on the west side. You get. I didn't know that shit. Miss Fungo, all the lights on the west, shut them down. Then the Illinois Bell, the phone trucks. I'm like, then the, you know what I'm saying, the little brothers come through the thing. The little brothers come through the thing. Damn. I know, man, I'm on a motherfucking zone. I can't believe this shit. I know y'all don't know. I lost my, man, I lost this volume. I know I lost the volume on the Instagram. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I'm going to put, man, people need 6:30, 8:30 that's going down on this phone on this time. I know I lost this volume on Instagram. See, you can't, man. Can you hit me on Instagram? I know I'm going to start over again. I'm going to start over again. I know you're going to start over again. I just thought, I want a damn show. Man, still here. Okay, right on, right on. Man, listen here. Reason why a lot of times in this slum, it's hard for us to connect together to try to common points of unity. I'm trying, we try, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, we want people to say, okay, recognize Wednesday, 6:30, 8:30, December the 4th, 12 o'clock. There's certain things that be in sync. Go look at certain communities. Look at certain dates and say, man, without nothing be said, they know to move on. It has to be certain that we have to pass out in our community. You know what I'm saying? It's AD. This is that time. This is high time. There are certain things. To have something, I'm saying this as respectfully as I can. I tell people, hey, people's calling, what you doing? I'm trying, December the 4th. Because if you have to ask, no, if you ask that question, no answer will suffice. If you have to ask, the, and you know what I'm saying, August 30th, December the 4th, we are servants of the people. And it's not no thing that I tell people, you never hear me say the police killed my dad. You never hear me say that. Governor Assassin, the Chairman for Independent Lamar Clark. Pat Collin, Points of Unity, y'all. We live and direct on Free Mar Radio. Y'all feel free to come in and call in with us, y'all. We live and direct. Speak to us. You got any callers and cues to the comrade? There's no matter. We do live and direct, y'all. So making history, taking history, and taking history. I can't tell you.
Free Mar, Brother Kevin, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free Mar.
Free Mar. I be talking to people, and I tell people, say, man, Chairman, you didn't tell me. I told a brother the other day, see, the conditions of it, you're right for a lot of people to hear certain things. Brother say, hey, man, I didn't talk to you, Chairman. I said, okay, call in the Free Mar Radio. Your question may impact another person. Well, I want to know this right now. You know? And I told this brother last night from Canada. He said, I got this thing, I don't do this project. I said, well, man, this is it, man. The legacy remains under attack. So many, you don't know how much battle fatigue and drain we go through. How much people have put together, I had comrades who just knew them, a lot of health issues, you name that. But they put that pain to the side. And we used to, he said, well, tell me what books I need to read. I said, first of all, let me quote Shakespeare to you. To thyself be true. To thyself be true. You have to acknowledge what are you coming for. You ain't got. You don't. This is not alcoholism anonymous. You ain't got to come and say, "Hello, I'm James," and blah blah. What is your motive that you're coming with? It impacts what you do. And I tell you, I struggled the other day with a person about arrogance, race and class arrogance. Let me stick with this subject right first. You can come to a conversation, you know, and you want to know certain things you can hear and you can't hear. And they'd be like, damn, I didn't know this and that, you know. And yeah, you couldn't hear it. If you were to ask Joe DiMaggio, President John F. Kennedy, and so many others, what was Marilyn Monroe's astrological sign? What was her favorite color? They might be like, what? They say, man, they not coming to figure out how no relationship with you. You know what I'm saying? What up? You can say, well, she told them they couldn't even hear it. You have, a lot of times people come, you know what I'm saying? But the deal is, you have to be clear. You have to be very clear. This politics, it cannot, I mean, so I need, all I need to do is just for me right now. They can't even hear. This is, I have some forces one time, they said they need some housing. I said, work with us. We're trying to build I got to connect with somebody. We can get housing. We need that structure to deal with housing, not only for you, but for, you know what I'm saying, for future, for other people. They couldn't hear that. They couldn't hear that. A lot of people, their English class was me. Ah. Bring them, listen, this way, all of us can, the people can benefit. This can be an institution, so we got to keep on coming. You know what I'm saying? And because I could just say, man, imagine a dog who's nursing. One puppy telling that dog, hey, dude, I need, you know what, man, I'm not, you know, I want some, this type of milk, and I'd rather have mine like 4, because, you know what I'm saying, because the daylight be out, I'd rather, you know, get it later on and get, yeah. Dig that. Huh. You in the special service, huh? Yeah, you can just pick my them dog, they, man, they going for that. This dog getting them, man, get that milk, you know what I'm saying? It's a fight, and it's weed, not, you know what I'm saying? But the weak and the strength to get the milk, and see, this not only, and it's also building camaraderie. You see some puppies, you know, helping each other get on top, you know what I'm saying? You see it, it's developing character. But see, what that dog may not be subjected to, what our people are subjected to is a system. They, you know what I'm saying, that gaslights individuals, that tells you your situation is more, you know what I'm saying, distinct, you know what I'm saying, and don't work in the community, we'll give you this at the expense of this. It's like Sheikh Anta Diop talked about, we come from a society, you know what I'm saying, a matriarchal society. We work in harmony with nature. You know what I'm saying? We can hop on the elephant and go where we going. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't compromise. This society, this system, though, the slumlord of a system, is, oh, no, one comes at the expense of another. You know, well, no, I'm cool. I have no problem with that person living on the second floor. Oh, no, you are, no. You want to talk to slumlord, Mr. Slumlord? You gotta tell me something. You gotta help push that person out. He said, no, it's enough people in there, Mr. Slumlord. I'm not tripping. No, that you got, when that man, I heard the lady upstairs got a man. Yeah, the children, they everybody else is cool. Matter of fact, it adds to the apartment, to the building. It adds to it. It brings an addition to it. You know what I'm saying? Well, you ain't got no, you know, with that personal second floor. No, you know what I'm saying? But it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Then he comes through, and he helps us this. And, oh, so you and him fool? No, it's not necessary that they, that we let you, the woman said, no, person is this, we can work in a community. Well, how that person, your children, no, a community. Well, okay, someone said, no, some got to give. Some got to give. Because somebody got to be evicted. You got, you know what I'm saying? Well, so you going to do your thing. Now, no, you got to be in, man, you want, you know what I'm saying? You have to be involved to take a position. It takes you, because see, it's a class piece, because Mr. Slumlord, it needs that energy from the people. See, Clear Channel, the record companies, they can't just come through directly. And, you know what I'm saying, call the children niggas and bitches. And, you know what I'm saying? They gotta go grab some from people that say they from around. Cause see, you won't relate to it. You won't sip that snake oil like that. You're like, well, that's some white people doing this, so on and so forth. That's not us. I said, no. I need something that they may not come from you, but I can at least say they come from you. Cause I know that a lot of times y'all, it may be a reactionary assessment. You can't distinguish chimpanzees from gorillas and orangutans, you know, primates. You know, I'm going to tell you this shit that we all the same. You're not going to be able to distinguish where this gorilla comes from the jungle. This silverback comes from struggle. I'm going to tell you certain things that you wouldn't go for if I told you directly. Someone will say, you'll say, wait a minute, I Google certain things. Say, wait a minute, political significance. in the term barefoot and pregnant. Google it. Yeah. Yeah. Now, you start Googling. Mr. Fellow, I've seen the Women's Lib movement and the white. So, this is why I disrespect the white women. They said, whoa, this term is offensive. This is like, this is disrespect. This is degrading. So you saying the role of a woman is to say, to not be in addition to a community. So, man, Mr. Lord, man, I hear what you say. I know why you, this statement, how esteemed, how it should be looked down on. I hear that. Mr. Slumlord, every time I turn the TV on, first time you sold it to me, I look and say, damn, maybe this Tracy Red and the other, maybe they ain't got no shoes in her size. I say, well, you know what? She came out to her own. And then I said, wait, Mr. Slumlord, with these entertainers, you do the wardrobes, everything, you'd be on point for all that. And I said, man, you, DCFS, Department of Children and Family Service, if you just came out seeing, let me use it, if you say, you seen some lady out there, you say, okay, she's doing her job, performing, barefoot and pregnant on the stage, crowd bumping. I don't know, Mr. Lord, I seen in the work, the damn rules at the workplace. You walk up and say, well, what's she doing? Well, she, you know, since she works. Oh, no, she like child labor. They applied to that. But you parade these individuals around my community and you encourage this now. So now it's become contagious. Now it's held up. That's a competition. And I notice, Mrs. Slumlord, every time with our movements and our music, I don't see the images of, you know, of family. I said, well, maybe we just ain't got that. That's how it go. But I look at different individuals, you know what I'm saying? And I see the dynamic of that. And you say, well, sometimes you make Miley Cyrus, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You do something. Then I see they able to flip the script, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, right back on point, man. But the images of their father, so on and so forth. Taylor Swift, with the football player. You know, so that's a couple. The respect you got for the father, but you showing me. I'm looking up, Ms. Fumlow. I looked in my neighbor's TV. You got Blueface and a girl, Krishan Rock, fighting her daddy. At first it was funny. I said, this man has an agenda, consistently, to the point it becomes a norm with us. And we start, you know what I'm saying, and we don't even acknowledge it. Don't even acknowledge it. Then I gotta wait till a situation happens where the world is talking about the impact, destruction, destabilization of families and how it's impacting them for generations. How just not, you know what I'm saying? How animals, I was checking the Animal Channel out. Watching the Animal Channel. And you tell me don't trip on gender. Don't make it, you tell your soldiers, be what they want to be all you can, your Marines, be all they can be. But you tell me I can be. You telling me now, I'm knowing, I'm embarrassed, I'm powerless, you know what I'm saying? But now you gaslighting me. When I come in, you grab these babies, the babies, and you say, you be whatever you want to be. And then you gaslight me, sell me the video games, you know what I'm saying? And I get in, I ride through Grand Theft Auto, steal all the cars, run through all the women, do all I want to do. Then I get gunned down, I just press restart. Just restart, it's on again. So psychologically, you know what I'm saying? Then I see other places, they say, oh, no, that's. Then I feel real bad, Mr. Slumlord, because I say, damn, what are you telling me? Programming, social engineering. So you really, I'm like, damn, you so bold, you telling me my face. Then you switch it, you know what I'm saying? You can make whatever you want to make. You give me an image, I say, okay, this is the perfect definition of beauty. You say, no, that was what you want. This is your sexy, this is your man. And you flip it, the question of power. Question of power. And I look, I say, man, I go past the whole world, what's going on with the conversation, what's going on. You got me talking about the Kardashians. I don't know shit about what's going on in the fucking Congo. I ain't know. What the fuck is the Congo? You know what I'm saying? You go to your news station. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes an issue when the same monsters your Dr. Frankenstein has created, the same psyche, that shit just becomes common. You listen to the dilemma. I'm supposed to jump on board. What are we going to, I heard you, Mr. Lord, you up there now, y'all having a big meeting. And you're like, well, how? There's an issue. And it's time for all of us to come together. Because we don't know, it's bad that the choices for the new slumlord or representatives in the building is between a Donald Trump and a Biden, and the world is in crisis. And I'm sitting down here in the month, down here, trying to see all these rats and shit, running, you know what I'm saying? And you tell me it's a crisis, I should jump on board with, and they get, yeah. We have to make, you, now it's time for us to come. So now, a lot of my counterparts, they want to be a part of it so bad. But then that some of us say, man, I don't get no fuck. I don't get no, because every, man, six or a half a dozen with them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Man, then you got some say, no, this is how we have to, if we ban on and help Mr. Slumlord this time. Help Mr. Slumlord this time. You're going to acknowledge us, man. You trying to tell us, man, you might do a little history research, man. You know, Chris was addicts. He come out to join. He drinking out there. He got the spirit sentiment. Man, what American Revolution? Get out for America. Man, man, you go through history. Motherfuckers fight for you. Bring it, come in, aid, assist, steal. And so what's the logic of this here? So shit is a crisis. Now all of a sudden we all speaking French. We have a problem. No, motherfuckers, you are the problem. And you know what I'm saying? And Dr. Frankenstein, go look at Dr. Frankenstein. Go check out Dr. Frankenstein. Dr. Lee's movie reviews in a minute. The research side of the research, man, they came, man. Johnny, little brother, man, played Judas the Black Messiah, also Power. Yeah, I know he has an impact even though that wall being up in the movie Power. Go back to that movie. I know I'm switching lanes, y'all. We still riding. Go check out Dr. Frankenstein. That's cool. Cool when you motherfucking monsters being created. Monsters running havoc through the communities, knocking motherfuckers down. That's just, you know, it's cool. Motherfucking shit. You go through our community, you know what I'm saying? Food deserts, motherfuckers get fucked. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, Dr. Frankenstein coming through, kicking through the door. You question it, and what did you do? Did you say something to Dr. Frankenstein? No, man, we just came through. Well, are you in the gang? So I'm trying to figure something, you know what I'm saying? What did you do for Dr. Frankenstein? Because, you know what? You don't even trip. I don't even press the issue no more. Let me try to, how did your brothers and sisters treat now? You ask them, how you doing? Stay out the way. That's a greeting. That's a greeting. A real talk. That's a greeting. Ask somebody, hey, man, what you been on, man? She's staying out the way. That's a greeting we use. Staying out the way. Some of us like, man, it comes to, man, you know, he's creeping like a machine. Stay out the way. You hear about, now don't bring it, man. Stay out the way. And now, man, over in the house, man, duck and dodge, go do what you go do. Come in, individualize. Stay out the way. Then Dr. Frankenstein, man, he ran amok through the community. Raised up on the motherfucking motherfucker that created him. Shit, my mouth gonna say, chickens come on the roost. Now, let's acknowledge this is an issue. Oh. Now, you know what? I'm gonna want to relate and hope I can redevelop this relationship with a month, with a people who want to be serviced, you know what I'm saying, who are consistent, you know what I'm saying, who I may have taken for granted. Politics, I got to put some work in, you know, it's unpopular. You know what I'm saying? To pick up and say, let me connect with that. You just have to support that. Because this, your track record, Mr. Lord, man, you know what I'm saying? It don't jive with us. Something, be clear, Mr. Lord. I don't want to be subjective because we're big for self-determination. I checked out slumlord. You got some motherfuckers that big that shit you doing. I was reading this book of Black Confederates. Motherfuckers got up north and they escaped. They went back down south. They went not, excuse me, good. to the plantation. Like, where Mass at? You know what I'm saying? So some people cool with that. And then another thing, Mr. Lord, I keep on struggling a lot of times because you don't just colonize me or oppress me. It's a lot of times people look at it in an elementary sort of way. Like you just had a physical fear, but you tap into different contradictions, you know what I'm saying, different weaknesses and, you know what I'm saying, relationships and dependencies and tapping and that leash and muzzle, it comes in different forms. But then there's some motherfuckers who stand up, get them a chairman friends about Larry Roberts, and Larry Roberts stood up and said, man, whether it be my mama, whether it be my mother, my dad, or anybody, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to fight for liberation of our people. A lot of people say that, but see, that's because you're talking about my struggle, and you say, man, no, you got to get that fine print. You got to get that fine print. You say, man, we're going to be free. And then they're willing to take knowledge. Because, see, some motherfuckers, they know, man, like wild stallions, thoroughbred horses. And they got some of them that roll the stagecoach. You got mules and donkeys. Put them in, man. They might run a little bit. All you got to do is business. That's not popular. You can't have a relationship if you do that. You won't be. Man, could you imagine how many motherfuckers, man, just in the music industry alone? They didn't come in planning to get out with that bullshit, man. What? You don't have popular Puffy Combs in? Yeah, man, I don't know. That don't sound right. What they do? Man, you don't want to be making a band, making with what? You are you sick, man? You want to be? Do you know how many cases? You know, surveillance, the Tupac up under? You know the heat that comes? You want to? You talking about that shit? Do you, man, making a band? Are you crazy? Yeah, well, on second thought, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you could be, man. Don't worry about the money, but just we can make a Mr. Slumlord say he's gonna give you that attention that you didn't get, but you still got, you can't see past. All you can see is you didn't get that attention from your mother, your daddy, but you can't see that Mr. Slumlord is the one responsible for your mother and father not even being now. So now you're gonna go engage to get generational damage, and gonna say, hold up, man, hold on. The buck stop here. Hold on, no. We in the movie Get Out. Ain't no, ain't no fuck that. Ain't no tea sipping on him, motherfucker. You, man, what's responsible, you know what I'm saying, tap into, man, who's responsible for this here? I'm going to must up enough and then for a second to, you know what I'm saying, to check my contradictions. To band together and say, man, dude, go against that fucked up ass English that you've been forced down on for that me and I shit. And say, man, I'm going to connect with some more motherfuckers. Well, you know, they Capricorns. You know how Capricorns is. You know? Yeah, but you know, Mr. Slumlord, it's like you connect with some motherfuckers too, regardless of your astrological sign. You know what I'm saying? I see you ride with some motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all kicking through some doors, going kicking through some countries and shit. Y'all have a common interest. But you got me majoring in minors. And Mr. Slumlord, I don't know, man. I see, like, you know, Bill and Hillary Clinton, you know what I'm saying? Y'all convert together. But with me, how you sell this shit to my community? I'm trying to in the tenets that fuck all the women ain't shit, and then they, you know what I'm saying, men ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Now I'll grant you, it's some motherfuckers that are fucked up, and I'm gonna tell you this: I know, Slumlord, you fucked them up. But that lead in the water, or that lack of water, all that. Yeah. But see, I'm not a reactionary. What did you do? Tell me who need direct impact you. I'm talking about the timing, the breaking process, the timing of, you know what I'm saying, your growth level. When you work out, they tell you about don't let your children lift weights because it can stunt their growth. When you get a bit, you get a temporary bit, they tell you don't let them lift weights. Because as a child, you go look at them videos. Look at the Google of them children and motherfuckers laughing and shit. You, hey, let me say this. I'm going to throw out time. Let me say this. Okay. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't no motherfucker. Sometimes I don't think I got what it takes. I'll be too objective, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, you motherfuckers, man, none of y'all is y'all mind being blown. This ain't with this music industry thing. This is, man, this is imperialism. You would, man, what the fuck is the world coming to? What the fuck this man, this the history of imperialism. You better go back and look at Rome. You go look at Rome. Look at this, had the history. You know, like you pop it up that tomorrow. Man, these motherfucking fish. These fish are something else. What do you mean? These motherfuckers are swimming. What do you mean swimming? Man, these fish is this. These fish on? They be in the water swimming. You're like, what period of time? What stage in the game do you come in? Or you go to the movie, they get Jason or Freddy part 15. You walk in and say, man, Freddy on there, this motherfucker gonna snap. What you mean? Man, he ain't killing motherfuckers. Part of this motherfucker all through the script you just coming to see this. Oh, you just coming to the movie. The music in it, man, and shit. You, but man, the history of this motherfucking shit. The facade they sold a motherfucker. Go look at the movie 12 Years a Slave. When that white man, that master taking that sister baby, and that natural response coming up out of anything to get out, what do you do? So dude, man, play that motherfucking violin. He's a play that man, play that damn violin. See, and no dismay, we don't deal with absolutes. All guilt for what phenomenon they study us, everything. You put, well, that's just a church. That's just music. I remember they told me bringing that band, that voted that shit. I remember that shit like it's yesterday. I remember that shit. I remember they were talking about coming back. I remember that we met at their restaurant. I remember all of us. And I remember the representatives, they trying to sell a snake oil. We said, we ain't up with that shit. I remember that like it's yesterday. I remember we up in that college. And I got a call from New York. My man, he said, man, Timmy, I heard y'all. It was going out. We went up on that stage with them big old posters. They were speaking. We went up, man. We walked up in there. We had a picture of Daryl Hamilton. He got shot December 2nd, 2002, 15 times with Chicago police. They were doing that press conference. Man, we said, no, in this city here that you told me, Russell Simmons, that's right. The same with Jamal J was killed. 15, some people killed by the police. There was no media attention. The whole script got flipped. And then I remember they told us, I never forget, they arrested the voter doctor. Y'all, man. Puffy Combs, because of what y'all acting, he counseled you not come to Chicago. We looked around like, we got to figure out what the bad news, what's the issue. He was coming, but because, you know, man, we ain't over none of that. And you know what I'm saying? And I remember this dude, I never forget this dude said, and they were on their team. He said, man, don't you know when you be out, y'all be out here protesting and stuff like that, man, challenging, don't you know Puffy got, you know what I'm saying? You know how much money Puffy got, has some done to you? I kind of was subjecting and dismissing us. I was like, man, I said, you know how many niggas we got to get down with us for free? See, now you can't understand that commitment. But the deal is, this is historic. You go back and look at, you know what I'm saying? Not because you don't even want to know, you know what I'm saying? In a break, man, the role. Listen. The rebellions was happening so intense. Intense uprisings. They simultaneously came with this law called the H. Rap Brown Law. Now, make sure y'all check out who that is if y'all don't know. The law was in political prison. I snapped. I was in one place in Morehouse. I said, y'all know who that is? I'll snap in Atlanta. Go Google who that is if y'all know who that is. Then, they sang with this song, Dancing in the Streets, with the Vandellas, I believe. The song was done to contend or to clash with the atmosphere, the resistance that was happening. Then the uproar that was happening on this in the community, because it was like, you know, it seems like burn, baby, burn, dance in the streets. So this ain't nothing new. Prince Triple LC, Free Amar, right back at you, my sister. Yes, indeed. Live and direct with Freedom on Radio, y'all. Y'all, this here, we had, I need y'all to tap into comments, your questions, so on and so forth. We got some more upcoming events coming up. Wait a minute. I gotta go check on Mr. Perkins. Comrade Daphne, man, we didn't talk, man. Man, they see the mansion. Y'all, let's go look at flyers. We see the a community anchor, Mr. Perkins, plays on 45th and Michigan. He says on news about a fire over there. It was arson. And man, I don't put nothing past. I gotta go check on Mr. Perkins. See what's going on over there. They had houses with our brothers and sisters come out to put the jail, so on and so forth. And I'm gonna touch down with you on that, comrade. Mr. Perkins' place, man. Can't tell
now,
me.
I did speak on Perk, and he said, yeah, it was the fire. He said they'd be able to rebuild, you know.
Okay. You talked to him?
Yes.
Right on. Okay.
Spoke with him
the
morning of that afternoon, yes.
Okay. Okay. Right on. Okay. Yeah. I'm real big about people who be there for us. I'm real big, man, no doubt. I'm real big about that. Yeah. Okay. I feel a lot better with that being said. Right on. I feel a lot better with that being said. Yes, indeed.
Grandma, we have a calling you.
Welcome to Fremont Radio.
We have Roger and Q. Fremont.
Fremont.
Brother Trevor. Fremont,
welcome to Fremont Radio. I'm well to see you. How about you?
Man, all is well. Yeah, this Roger Junior, man. You went down to Shreveport and kicked it with my peoples for Father's Day.
Okay, right on. You in Shreveport?
Yeah, no, you had went to Shreveport and kicked it with my old man for Father's Day when y'all went to the cemetery.
Okay, right on. Yeah, we go down to, that's an annual trip we do every year, every Father's Day we go down to, actually Haynesville right next to Shreveport, where Chairman Fred is buried at. You probably got to say Shreveport. I'll be probably familiar with Haynesville. And,
right.
Yeah, Stephen Lynn, who be on deck all the time down there. We had to do some of that casing, a painting over that casing too. Hold on, my brother, before you continue. Happy Revolutionary birthday greeting. Revolutionary birthday greeting to Sister Fundisha. I'm telling, man, right on. Happy birthday to you. Rest up. And that's something, man, take a breather. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know it's hard to do. Take, man, rest up. And Comrade Cool, get you some rest. I know, man, we're doing a lot of issues right now, you know what I'm saying? It's an old commercial. The video outside soon, I think some hair care or something. They thing was, if you don't look good, we don't look good. So, we flipping it. If my comrades, y'all don't feel good, we don't feel good. I'm going to get it off my chest. Go ahead, my brother. You got the mic.
Yeah, man. But, like I was saying, you had went and kicked it with my grandmother and everything, you know what I'm saying? Y'all went to a house. My old man Roger took y'all to the house and everything.
Oh, hold on, man. My fault. Man, no doubt. What plant we just this plant, get the what's the plant? Just the meringue?
The meringue.
Meringue trees, all the... Yeah, my fault, brother. Yes, indeed. Yes, my man. Roger, my fault. Man, Frazier, brother, yeah, man. Man, much respect, brother. Much respect. Yeah.
Man,
not only did we
no
go down
doubt.
There, we were stuck, man. Listen, man, tell that stuff work out, man. You can't plan this, man. Oh, man, we got back in that, y'all with that red clay dirt down in that south down there. It was, man, the rain came. We got, man, we were stuck. Comrades, I wasn't even there. They were stuck in the mud. I was up in the backwoods. You know, I mean, up in the back, man, ain't no street light, no headlights or nothing. And I be in that south, I be thinking about, shit, I commented the other day, we did the vigil, we did the 5-minute vigil. And I say, your arm get tired, I say, think about what was going down, when the bullets coming through there, December 4th, you know what I'm saying? It make you humble yourself, give you strength to keep going. And man, that's me down that south, it's so dark, you can't see your hand in front of your face. Now,
sir.
And that caused them cars and stuck to me. So man, I be thinking about that, man. I said, man, imagine making a move, you know what I'm saying? Harriet Tubman's in life, making a move down there. You can't see nothing. But you know what I'm saying? Only life people you see is the clans, the slaves, the slave hunters, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, no doubt, much respect. That means your family, your mother, all that, brother. Yes, indeed. Much respect.
Man,
what you got going on, bro?
Man, not too much, man. I just want to tap in real quick because I'm from the crib, too. I'm from Joliet, but I live in Oklahoma. I lived in Oklahoma majority of my life. I went to school in Oklahoma and everything. And, you know, you just touched on Tulsa, how they did what they did here, man. And it's crazy because I went to school here from elementary, part of junior high back at the crib, then graduated down here, right? Nothing about the Tulsa, what happened in Tulsa, until I was like 30.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
You see,
I'm here.
You here. Man.
And I'm here, bro. I'm here. An hour and a half away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it just go to show the mind games and the tricks and the buffoonery that's poured on us. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk. Real talk. You on it, man. Y'all know about Tulsa, Oklahoma. My brother, he down there living. He wouldn't even he know nothing about it. You know?
Man, nothing about it. Nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't in none of the books. Ain't in none of the history books. You know what I'm saying? If you don't go down to Tulsa to see it yourself, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to know nothing about it.
Even in addition to the history books, like with something in other respective communities, white communities in particular, they ain't got to read about it. They going to, like, the TV, the commercials, it's going to be in their T-shirts, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be in their conversations. It's going to, you're going to see when certain dates come up, you're going to see people moving a certain way, you know what I'm saying? It's a, you know, like, you know, even in Chicago, it's Cinco de Mayo, you know what I'm saying? You see no flags running. I said, man, August 30th, I want to see them light blue and black flag with Chairman Fred flying high. See, even in San Francisco, we don't read enough. Man, listen, the whole atmosphere, it's certain dates that come up, man. You be like, man, what the fuck going on today? It's in the restaurants, it's in the movie theaters, it's in every conversation. That's how, you know, it got to be more than just the books. It got to be a climate.
Right, man.
Never forget Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? Mother walk through. You know what I'm saying? That day, man. Go down there to be on the site down there. See, they do it. They hijack it. They take it. They make light of it. Make a joke out of it. You know, they raise some runts to be a spokesperson. Or you know it, you ain't recognized no more. You know what I'm saying? And they take it. And like, oh, okay, that's nice. That's nice. And they twist it. You know what I'm saying? And before you know it, you're like, man, what the fuck is that? You ain't recognized no more.
Yeah, straight up. Even with the music, man, it's like, you know, people be shocked when these rappers or these artists, whatever we want to call them, when they get killed. You know what I'm saying? When that's all they glorifying is that's all they talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like even all the rappers from the crib, like, man, you know, you don't want to see it, but bro, you draw that energy to you when you listening to that energy is coming to you. It ain't just what they saying; it's the beats, the frequency, all of that, man. And it's just sad, bro, but we got to figure out a way. And I know you got a way and you pushing for a way for everybody. Man, you got to get on cold, bro. You ain't cold, you out of line. We pulling up. You know what I mean?
Bro.
Like it's really like it's down to that type time to even where I'm discussing with my old man last week. Like, bro, I don't know what it is, but this business that I own right now, this ain't my calling, man. I got to figure out a way and start me a nonprofit to save these young boys from going doing what they doing, especially the ones that ain't got no fathers due to the system, due to, you know, what they knew it was going to do when they did it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, even with that, like, I'm pushing to start a nonprofit next year, man. You know, as far as saving the black boys, it's going to dedicate not just to the black boys, but to the women, to the young girls, to the homeless, because, you know, we got a homeless problem everywhere around the United States, right? And it breaks my heart as a young black man where when just last week alone, I got to go board up a lady house, a sister at that, She got mental illness issues. But we got these corporations, they're going to put you in a house, but that's all they're going to do for you. They're not going to get you no training. They're not going to make sure you get no proper healing, not just from no doctor, but from a therapy standpoint. So, you know, that's what I feel. I got, hey, bro, you got to step up and do something about that. You know what I'm saying? You boarding up this lady house, and you see she got mental illness issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's how I feed my family, not just off of that, because I repair houses, fix them, paint them, all of that good stuff. But when I got a company that called me, hey, we need you to go board this house up, and I see it, I mean, that break my heart, man, especially when it's one of mine.
Yeah. I hear you, bro. So what's the like housing, mental illness? What are some other issues that we grappling with down there in Oklahoma?
Man, the drugs is crazy. The fentanyl, man, it's crazy.
The fentanyl hitting hard.
Yeah, man. Meth too. Meth is taking over black people.
Crystal meth too,
man. Yes, sir.
So people talk, is like the overdose, I mean, the OD, is that the death rates real high too, or just like people being out there bad?
Man, both.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to see it on TV because the media
right.
here is, you know, it's the media. They ain't glorifying it like they glorify what's going on everywhere else. What about what's in your backyard?
Yeah. So that when they fentanyl is like they flood on the heroin. That's a big issue too.
Not so much as meth and fentanyl.
Okay. We got a campaign called hashtag fuck fentanyl. You know what I'm saying? Cause matter of fact, we've been talking about the NORCAN thing and the other day. You know what I'm saying? They doing so many commercials for it with that music. You know what I'm saying? The rap. You know what I'm saying? They hitting us with this shit so hard, it's ridiculous, man. It's been all serious hit.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I just wanted to tap in real quick, man.
I'm glad you did.
Himself, man.
Peace,
love,
glad you did, bro.
And abundance to you.
Love, respect.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to your pops, your grandparents, all man. Love, respect, man. I'm glad you did, bro. I'm glad you did.
When you go back down, I'm gonna make sure I'm in town, man, so I can shake your hand and you know, man, just get some of that goodness that you got, brother. Because what you're doing is powerful.
Good things, brother. But you know what I'm saying? Let's make it what we doing. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to touching down with you, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Peace.
Right on. Well, no respect, Fremont. We live direct on Fremont Radio, y'all. Making history, Fremont. Still making history, taking history. My brother took me down there, back down to Haynesville, Shreveport, down there. You know, the chairman, Stephen Lynn, represented down there. I'm talking, yes, indeed, man. Yeah, the pictures posted up. Any other questions, comments? We gonna tap on. Happy belated birthday, man, my man Tretch, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tretch is a rider. He's a rider for Park, man. You're a rider, man. Oh, yeah, he's your real talk. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You got so many moves to do. Any more callers in queue?
Grandma, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma.
Right on. Who's you? Hey, tonight, I'll say, Michelle Black, I'm working on getting back that way. I ain't let the cat out of the bag. People so charged up about this past International Revolutionary Day. The word is, you know, I ain't gonna let the cat in the bag. We might be doing some follow up. They got so charged up, man. Oof. Let me talk about a day like I want. Like I'm, man. I ain't been at rest. Some of the forces that left. I said, I went and got in the room, and Poser went to the rest in the pool and whatever. Man, I went on the phone. I said, I ain't got no rest yet, but I have not come down. That, I'm telling you, that free breakfast, man. Oh, man. Whoo. If they didn't get out with them, man. Salmon croquettes, eggs, and grits. Man, I want no planned presentation. Get over there. Hit them. Well, our next stop was, man, it's at 12 o'clock, man. The vision from the people, I mean, you couldn't get past. You couldn't get through the streets. I'm telling the energy so intense. The wall, I'm just, and knock on wood, man, hey, this weather, man, hey, weather was, I'm telling you, it's just a phenomenal, man, it was just a couple of interviews between time. Oh, man, it's the Bridget, Eleanor Clark's daughter, I found that the Clark family, the family, the Mark Clark, they showed up and showed out. I'm telling you, and represented you. I mean, Mr. Doc Satchel. Oh man, all this family showed, man. Oh my man, just whoof. I'm just so, man. Can't make it no more plan. With Chairman Fred said, two proletarian revolutionary intoxicated. To be astronomically intimidated. To have the people. Oh, man, I forgot to say this. I can't even forget this. I ain't want to say that. So the comrade is going to be upset. So the comrade is going to be upset. I struck. She left. I said, you can't leave. The event ain't over. Well, I got to get back. Chance said, all right, the event is not over. Soon she bounced out. We had a, man, shout out to Sister Chanel there. But, man, the sipping paint. The village of Maywood, man. Oh, man, you can remember. Oh, on deck. And Phil, man, we had the sipping band of the chain. I'm telling Sister Comrade, hold on, do not bounce out. Comrade, she bounced out. Oh, man, I had, man, the phone call come through. They going, people going FaceTime. Daniel Kaluuya calls in FaceTime. Man, it was so, man, listen. Man, we'll make sure we tag the Comrade Daphne with the picture to her page when he called in. You know, I tried to struggle to hold fast. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to pop up or call an IRB. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man, that energy, man, this.
And Chairman. And made it up to text me. I said, and Angie made it her business to text me.
Who did?
And tell me. And. White girl Ann. So text me, made her business to text me to tell me that.
No.
Yeah. And I was mad. She said, you got to listen to the recording.
Hey, I so told him, I said, man, I said, you know it's going to be salty. They just miss you. Hey, he's, man, how long the movie been out? But the relationship is still there. It's still, I'm telling you, man, you can still feel it, man. Man, Charlotte King, the statements they sent, Ryan Coogler, I mean, man, hey, Daryl Brick Gibson, man, I mean, the energy is still there. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. Phenomenal. And we love you. Free Monster, Comrade.
We have a call in queue. We have Sister Nawani in queue. Free Mom.
Welcome to Free Mom Radio.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Power to the people. All love and power to each and every one of you guys.
Right on.
Thank you for having me on your show, brother. I really appreciate it. And I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing and keeping your legacy going. I'm sure your dad will be proud. You're doing a phenomenal job. And I know it's hard. And if nobody's told you, I just want to let you know that we appreciate you. I'm calling from Atlanta, and I'm covering basically the East Coast. Also representing my leader, Rico Dukes from They Fear Truth. And every one of my comrades and revolutionaries that are really out here getting it out the mud and boots on the ground, I just want y'all to know y'all ain't by y'allself, and it get hard, but it's really about to pop off. So I just appreciate everybody that's really out here and really, really doing it for the people.
Right on. Appreciate you calling. We live and direct here every Wednesday. Again, you know, everybody couldn't make it to the IRD, but I just said a minute ago, I'll be prepared because it might be some, when we had the pre-IRD, it's going to be some follow-up for this because this energy is so intense. We want to keep it moving, so you know, keep the energy rolling. So again, we appreciate the call in. We appreciate those who wasn't here physically, but tapping in with the comments as we speak right now. And again, the people, that's the most powerful ingredient, y'all. The people. Instead of making history, taking history, and taking history. Right on, y'all. We live in the records. December 6th, 2 days after December 4th, man. Never forget. Real talk. 8:30, I think. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. We're going to count down. Two, three more minutes. Y'all. And again, we'll shout out happy 15th anniversary to Intellectual Radio. So again, happy birthday to the foundation. A couple more announcements. I don't know if we're doing that. Most events coming up. Going back to the Sean page. Something coming up this week, this Friday. So this is the Dorothy Hall. They got an event coming up. These different Facebook pages, I'm going to check out and see what's going on. And we're going to try to post them too, but I'm going to grab it in about an hour, bro. Rest is in nonstop. But I ain't complaining. I'm not complaining because, man, I don't even know if my feet hit the ground December 4th. I really don't. I love becoming a fisherman. First thing, okay, grab 6 episodes of Free Omar Radio, and we'll hit us up when you got them ready. We'll tell you where to send it to. You grab 6 previous episodes, and you do like a half a page or 2-3 paragraphs, summation. You can type it, we'll tell you where to email it to. Send it. I'm just saying that right now. A lot of times people be saying they want to get out, and you tell them that, and they fall up. So that's the first thing. They hit us back. So I got it. What do I send it to? You know what I'm saying? Summation. Like, you listen to the show, your thoughts on it, you know what I'm saying? What your assessment of the Black Panther Party was, what it represented. It was things Black Panther Party comes on, and why we like to serve. That's the first thing, get that out of the way, then we go from now. Yeah. What you got in that lockbox to take us out with, Sister Conrad?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Mother Conrad on the line, free them all.
Oh, yes, indeed. No doubt about it. Right on. Man, welcome to Free Them All Radio, Mother Conrad.
Free Them All, I just want to real quickly commend Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., the Black Panther Party Cubs, the people in general, and the youth troop for all making this successful. Off the chain, IRD. And more to come. I also want to thank everybody that participated in the birthday celebration of myself and Sister Frederick Newton on Zoom that was broadcast December 1st. And I'm just so proud to be on the advisory board of the Black Panther Party Cubs. Free them all. Dare to struggle. We will win.
Free them all. Right on again. Yes, if you just reiterate that. Yeah, y'all check out them pictures and stuff from IRD and youth troops. Oh, man, this you talking some freedom fighting fashion. I'm talking about, hey, this man is looking good. I'm talking about, man, the people, all your man, sad. And also, we just came up the hills. We had combined, this was kicked off during around the airtime of the plant. The pandemic. We joined both birthday celebrations. Mother Conrad's actually being November 28th. Frederick the News is December 3rd. We found a date to join December 1st. So we celebrated at a Zoom party. Man, you couldn't tell us we went out at the club. We celebrated. And you know what I'm saying? Don't take nobody to no days for granted, y'all. You know, when we can, we celebrate them, you know, acknowledge them, you know what I'm saying? Tommy's that was up here, Tamir Rice, the Breonna Taylors, you know what I'm saying? Cortez Rice, and so many people, man, Jacob Blake, our people in general, you know, so you never know what we're going through, you know what I'm saying? It's a morale boost every once in a while, straight up. Real tough. Show body in the building. Go to check out his page. This guy, his brother, he'll be eight. Him and my nephew, Beach, Uncle Beach, oh, man, he had me moving and grooving on the interview the other day. And he, man, hey, that he going to make sure you get to the hood. He going to make show body. Hit his page on Instagram, man, show body. Going to make sure, I don't give what set you, where you at, what, you know what I'm saying, what side of the country you on. Don't come in to him. You don't read his book because you don't know about two different words. He going to get to your lamest term. You know what I'm saying? Man, I love this brother, man. Up the chain. To you all, revolutionary, love, respect, appreciation. You know, we are honored to serve. Thank you for allowing us to serve the people. You know what I'm saying? Sharing prayers, and we love the people because it's lovely to other people. Just come right, give us something to take us on out with. Free them all. Happy IRG.
You're with anybody who's on foolish, with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just, it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Now, we say all power to all people.
We say all people.
We say white power to white people.
White power.
Brown power to brown people.
Brown.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Yellow.
Black power to black people.
Black.
Egg power to those that we left out.
Egg power
we say Panther power to Vanguard Party. When you leave here, you know what I'm saying? The last words, before you go to bed tonight, say I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary. They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of those people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies and I hate Indians. So we fight amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here. You got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white.
So we say, we always say to Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back, I might be in jail, I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pig. The people are going to have to stand up against the pig. That's what the pastors are doing. That's what the pastors are doing all over the world.
We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we couldn't be in a fit, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I want you to know that I want you to see. If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you actually make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of the different reasons that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer, what you did, you're dead already. You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to repeat after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now,
and I believe that I'm back to state. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even in the living. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?